All right, this is the Traffic and Safety Commission meeting held on Wednesday, November 15th, 2023. I'll take roll. Chairman Reese.
Here.
Commissioner Chase.
Here.
Commissioner Gillis.
Here.
Commissioner Hoyt. Here. Commissioner J. Rahman. Here. Commissioner Carl.
Here.
Commissioner Osgood.
So before, as the meeting was getting started, some of us noted that the minutes this month were very thorough. Apparently Kim from the village pretty much transcribe them from a recording. So it sounds like before we could either have a motion to accept the minutes and then discussion, but it sounds like there were a few comments about the minutes. So why don't they open it up to the commissioners to see if anybody has any comments or changes to the minutes that maybe we need to address.
I think the change was made by Pat prior to this meeting, the misplaced comma.
And it was fixed as far as you all know? Okay, so there are a few typos and at least one misplaced comma. Okay, is there a motion to approve the minutes? All right, second.
I'll second.
Okay,
we'll take roll. Chairman Reese.
Yes.
Commissioner Chase.
Yes.
Commissioner Gillis.
Yes.
Commissioner Hoyt. Commissioner J. Rahman. Yes. Commissioner Carroll. Yes. Commissioner Osgood.
Yes.
Motion passes.
And please thank Kim for preparing those. Before we start public comment, just wanted to welcome everybody here. I see a few familiar faces. The Northeast Corridor is not fully on the agenda, but I think one of the agenda items is for us to give an update. At the last meeting, we did suggest that the barriers be removed so that there could be new counts taken and speed data collected. So why don't I turn it over to the village staff to build or to give us a report on what the status is.
So yes, the barricades were removed on Tuesday, October 24th. And Thomas Engineering is doing a speed and volume study on Jackson, William, Monroe, Clinton, William, I'm sorry, and Bonnie Bray. Week one was last week. They did Jackson and William. And then week two is this week, Monroe and Clinton. And then the following week will be the week after Thanksgiving. It's going to be William and Bonnie Bray, and William is a repeat count, just to double check. So that's the status on that. We will have the information probably in December, and we'll be in front of this commission in January.
And then my understanding is that that's what we requested. We didn't technically request Thomas Engineering to actually make a recommendation, but what we discussed is that, and many of you maybe know this or have seen this, but that this Thomas Engineering group has, if you will, a toolbox where they identify various levels based on kind of a point system to try to have somewhat of a more rigorous approach to what kind of traffic calming devices might be justified based on points, and the points are allocated based on speed, volume, et cetera, accidents. And that with the collection of that data, we would have some additional data to then reconsider whether we make and recommend any changes up in that area of the village. And I suppose one issue that we could address either now or later is whether we would want to ask Thomas Engineering to actually make a recommendation based on the data they collect, or whether we would just come up with our own recommendation based on the data. I don't know if any commissioners have any. So let me also ask, so the other thing that's on the agenda today is there's discussion of a truck ordinance and discussion of the traffic study done by Thomas Engineering with respect to Washington Street, which is quite detailed. So I'd rather not get derailed on the Northeast Quadrant, but I know there are people here that live there. Are there people who've signed up who want to address any of the items that are on the agenda tonight? Did you sign up? Okay. We can go ahead and have that. I think you could address, I guess, any topic that you want on the agenda, and then we'll turn it back to the commission. Yeah, on the agenda. Yeah.
What you guys just talked about, the study,
is one of the things that will probably impact the comment that I was here to make tonight, which is that the speeding remains. And one of my 8-year-olds asked me to come here tonight because he wanted to tell you all how yesterday someone raised his foot as they sped by him crossing my street to get to my house after school. What you didn't mention in terms of volume, and mostly I'm less concerned about volume and more about people following the law, that is the speeding on Greenfield in that northeast quadrant. I'm at Clinton, so I'm now in the dead man zone between the stop signs you guys installed, and I really, really, really want a stop sign there at Clinton and Greenfield on Greenfield. And while I completely agree with people who've said before that people don't always observe the stop signs, most of them slow, although even this afternoon I watched a number of people blow them, I'm going to say I would really like to have you guys examine the speed on Greenfield between William and Harlem in both directions, east and west, all times of the day, weekends, weekdays, before 7 a.m., 3:30 when the kids are getting out from school. And to that point, I did wonder what it is that they're doing to study that and when they are there, because I've not seen anybody. And I really just wondered what times of the day and what days of the week they were going to be there. And so I'm here tonight to beg you for a stop sign there, despite the fact that would put at least a stop sign, at more than every other block. But as an immediate measure and more long term, I'm not sure if you guys are looking at this, but in terms of the solutions, I know we've thrown around these speed humps, speed bumps, those kinds of things. But one of the things I haven't heard a lot of conversation about are the sort of roundabouts that I've noticed in some of the other areas that are not the huge ones that would require us to do anything to actually expand the roadways. But there are some small ones that do require people to at least slow down or hit the curb. So I just wanted, those are the things that I wanted to say tonight. I'm sorry if those are not part of your agenda, but.
Those are fine. Thank you. We'll collect any comments, then we'll turn it over to the commission. Anybody else want to comment? And please just give us your name and address.
Sure, no problem. Kelly Carrion, live at 1226 William Street.
What street, Kelly?
Right across from Kathy, 1226 William.
Okay.
I see the deer eating her plants all the time. It infuriates her. My comment is around Thomason Engineering. I just want to reemphasize for you guys to use their toolbox as stated and ideally get them to recommend. There was a motion made the last time to alter the toolbox to include the barriers. And the guy tried to state that the reason why it wasn't in the toolbox is because it's a very least last measure you would ever do. That's been backed up by a guy who lives in our neighborhood, village with the rest of us, who did traffic study commissions for a living, who has also validated that fact. So I want to make sure we're not going to alter the toolbox that we've been given, and that if we're going to go and try to do this on our own with not a lot of expertise across all of us, that we know how to properly use that toolbox to interpret the data that you collect to map it to the recommendations that should be implemented. So that would be my request. I'm a data gal. I've said this 1,000 times. Please use the expertise and the data and don't modify the toolbox. There's a reason why experts put forward those frameworks, because they've done this thousands and thousands of times. That's my first comment. My second comment, back to the speeding comment that was just made. And I don't know if you guys know, but the last 3 days on Division and between Lathrop and Monroe, or sorry, Monroe and Jackson and Lathrop. Yeah, Jackson and Lathrop. The River Forest Police have been pulling over Trinity parents. So giving them tickets for a drop-off, I don't know if this commission has asked the River Forest Police to police that area during the morning and afternoon hours. My concern is there's so many other speeding problems in this community. Drop-off of students is not the core issue here that we need to address. And I don't know what's causing the River Forest Police to show up every morning, it's been crazy. I drop off my kid, I see four cop cars, and I'm like, where are these cops when these people are speeding down these other streets, almost hitting kids on William Street and other streets where there isn't enough stop signs and sequential. So they hit those stretches and those dead zones and they go flying in the morning, flying in the afternoons. So you guys may not know, it was a surprise to me. I'm just raising it because I don't understand the enforcement that's going on. I don't know if it was the school who requested the cops to come, but it's a little concerning that that's how our tax dollars are being spent and used versus on the broader safety of the community, which needs to be focused on speeding, not on parents just trying to get their kids to school. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Hi, good evening. Constantine Politis. Have a business at 7327 North Avenue. Have a residence at 1224 in Ashland. Really, not a comment. Just wanted to say thank you to the board. As a business owner and as a resident lifelong, I really want to thank you for having your ear open to our concerns as business owners. I can't thank you enough for implementing the stop signs again at those busy corners. And as a special thanks, because I have a blind alley that I really worry about for pedestrians in front of my building, and in particular for the young female dentist that has her practice has a very young demographic, and I see kids running, and that's that alleyway there. I've gotten those goofy little plastic signs, you know, that you see like in a bathroom, like don't walk in. I mean, I put those out all the time, and I put a sign up on the building, like, please watch it. So I can't thank you enough for putting the stop signs up in the alleys. So it's just a thank you. I really appreciate it. Really appreciate it.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you. Others sign up or want to address? Sure.
Josepina Nocifora.
Mind just giving us your name and address again?
Josepina Nocifora, 1415 Clinton. Yeah, I just would like to repeat what Kelly just said. Please listen to the expert, not only because they can see what can happen after any decision is being taken. So they can see the forest, whereas we resident, we can see only our block. Let's put a stop here, let's put a barrier there. And sometimes we do not consider what happens in the other streets. Whereas the expert, they have a better vision than we do. So please, if you can, give some weight of the recommendation of the Thomas Group. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? These are folks that may sign, they may be on Zoom.
No, we got one more.
Hi, Olivia. If you'd like to make a public comment, you can go ahead now.
Hi there. Yes, Olivia Denton-Koopman, 7614 Washington. Just first off, thank you so much, the commission, for taking time to do this traffic study in our community. I did go through some of the result analysis, and I did see recommendations for speed reduction measures on Washington, and I would just like to also recommend and encourage that these be put in place as soon as possible. I love the idea of the curb bump outs, even the ones that allow the bicyclists to go through still, and then the raised intersections for Lathrop and Washington, and then Franklin and Washington. I've seen a lot of collisions there. I've seen children having trouble crossing the street. Just the other night, someone sped around a car and took a sharp left and caught me and my children off guard in our stroller. So I just would love to see the results of that analysis go through. So thank you.
Thanks, Olivia. And if you're able to stay on, I assume we'll get to some discussion of that, the recommendations with respect to Washington in a few minutes. Are there other people here who want to address the commission? All right. Well, why don't we turn it over to the commission for discussion and any questions? And I guess I'll start with a question, and that is, Bill, I think you reported on the fact that they are collecting some additional speed data. Do you know if that would include Greenfield, or at this point, Greenfield's not included?
No, it would not. It's just going to be those that we discussed earlier, the Clinton, Bonnie Bray, Jackson, both that area. They're not doing anything on Greenfield right now.
And I have the KLOA study here. I'd have to check. We may have the older data with respect to Greenfield speed for the KLOA study.
I would have to check that. I don't have it in front of me.
Okay. And I'll make a few comments and turn it over to other commissioners. With respect to the Kelly's comment about the toolbox, I think I was the one who requested that currently the toolbox has a number of potential calming measures, you know, based on level one, level two, level three, and level four. And currently, either a cul-de-sac or, you know, closing off a street is not listed. And I think we asked them if they thought it would be appropriate to include, if they were to include something like a barrier, to identify what level that would be. You know, if that would be level four, for example, or would it be an even higher level, meaning needing more points to have that kind of a barrier. So I think at least my inclination would be to defer to the Thomas Engineering Group to let us know where that kind of measure would fit within their matrix.
Actually, if I...
Yeah, go ahead.
Great. I'm going to correct you. Actually, on their level three, they do talk about a roundabout there.
They do.
Yeah, which I think would be the traffic circle or barrier in the center there.
Yeah, I think of a roundabout as like a, you know, where people drive around the circle to calm.
That's
to
what you're through. Talking about, though.
I was talking about something smaller, which they have north of the roof.
Yeah, and Elmwood
right,
Park.
But I think
Kelly, that's a roundabout, so to speak.
That's a roundabout. And I think Kelly was suggesting that it would be inappropriate, if I understood you correctly, Kelly, that we had to stick with this matrix, and it's not even appropriate to put an actual cul-de-sac or an actual barrier on the matrix. And my view is we had to find out where it would fall on the matrix, if it would fall at level one, two, three, four, or beyond.
I actually had three things written down to make sure that were included. One was a cul-de-sac. One was a barrier, but not, it wasn't the median barrier. It was the half of a road barrier. And then the third was a stoplight, like adding a stoplight, like where would that fall? So those are in my notes to make sure that they were added to the final version.
So, Kim, just to make sure we have that record. So you're suggesting, why don't you go ahead and repeat what you think should
to,
be.
So for the final traffic control, traffic calming measures sheet, to include the cul-de-sac, to include the barrier.
And by barrier, you mean a full barrier or a partial barrier?
I'm assuming a full barrier and a cul-de-sac are similar, but like a partial barrier, like a one-way barrier.
Like the one that was at Clinton, where it allowed traffic
Correct.
On one lane but not the other.
Correct. And I believe we referred to that as a barrier, but I always got confused between that and a median. But that kind of a barrier, correct. And then third being a stoplight, like the addition of stoplight. Where would that fall? You know, is that a level four? Is that a level five that we're not aware of? Just to know where that falls.
Okay. Well,
stop right there. You're like, don't do that, you'll kill
everything. Okay. Well, I remember the conversation. And if you want to, I mean, I'm not trying to be overly formal here, but we're discussing right now among the commission, and if you want to speak, you know, I'll turn it back over so you can speak at the microphone so we can get what you said. Other comments from the commission on at least any of the public comment that we've heard so far? Do we need, for Commissioner Hoyt's suggestion, do we need any kind of a motion on that, or can we just request that and ask them to?
No, I think this is going to be a fluid document until it's finalized, so I think we'll just request that from them.
And that was actually my another question I had is it finalized? I mean, it still says draft in the version that I'm looking at, but is it a...
So today the final traffic study got uploaded to our website, but the toolbox, again, is going to be a fluid document, you know, laws change, METCD rules change. So it'll be a fluid document, but the final report is on the website right now.
It is. Okay. And it was the same version that we saw without any edits as far as you are aware?
There was a couple minor things that we saw, just tweaks that we needed to make. Nothing in the report really changed.
And I'm sorry, I didn't get, what's your name?
Me?
I'm sorry, a woman in front of you. Stephanie. Yes, I am. Stephanie. Did I hear you suggest, were you suggesting a stop sign at a particular intersection on Greenfield?
But yes, at Greenfield, on Greenfield at Clinton.
So Greenfield and Clinton.
Had it somewhere near there, you moved it to William. You guys did put one at Bonnie because of something, people saying how they don't like multiple stop signs in the row, which to me should discourage people from using the road. But yes, at, on Greenfield at Clinton. Because people are zooming from William to the now stop sign at Bonnie, and Clinton is in between.
Okay. So, I guess one question I'd have, is there a reason not to have the Thomas collect some speed and volume data on Greenfield?
I think we should. Well, I mean, I agree.
Or look at what we have on Greenfield already.
A lot of traffic going down there now. You know, they've been trained to go down William and then turn left on the Greenfield.
So, I mean, is there any objection to our, as the commission, asking if Thomas Engineering can add Greenfield to their remit and collect some speed and volume data on Greenfield when they're collecting it on these other streets in that quadrant?
They don't have enough sensors to do Greenfield right now.
Okay.
So it would be another
future.
It would be in the future. It would not be done in by December.
Okay. Can they do there? We were doing William twice, I think you said.
Right. So they're doing that just to double check their counters. That's just how they do it.
Oh, they pick one street and do it twice?
Yeah. Got right. Okay. So the way they do it, they set up on a Monday. They take the counts Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and they pick it up Friday. And they have two counters there and a speed. So they're taped down to the street in black tapes and no one sees them. So, and they're 24 hour. And the reason they're doing two streets at a time is that they don't have enough counters to do all the streets at once.
Got it.
So there's some limit in terms of just the resources, but it sounds like there's not any real objection to collecting that data. We just might need to wait and get this other data collected first before we collect additional data on Greenfield. And then I have the KLOA study here. I was going to look and see. We may have, you know, admitted it's somewhat dated, but I'm thinking we could check that to see if we at least have the data that KLOA collected before on Greenfield, and so we would at least have that as a baseline in the meantime. Okay. Any other comments from the commissioners with respect to any of the public comment before we move to the other items on the agenda?
In this study that we're now doing again up on the Northeast Corridor, we didn't ask them for their professional opinion?
No, and that's a good question, John. I think that's worth discussing whether we should. I think where we left it, my understanding is that they're collecting the data and that will give us the data that they collect with respect to speed and volume, but at least as of now, they don't intend to give us a recommendation.
Well, after reading through what, you know, we're going to talk about hopefully very soon on Washington, I'm excited. You know, it was a good read with everything going on Washington. And now that we have them involved in the Northeast Corridor and the toolbox is at our disposal, I would love to hear their opinions on what to do, because we've been talking about the Northeast Corridor now for a while and speed is evident. There was a decision made to remove barriers when I wasn't here. So now we're going back into that whole study, you know, decision-making process. So I absolutely would like to hear, I don't know if we have to make a motion to have them do that or not, but their professional opinions, I think, are very valid at this point.
Any comments from the other commissioners on John's request?
I would agree.
I mean, it sounds like, I don't know if the staff, if you guys have any comment. But
no, I mean, I think it was just something that we would just say, hey, I need 5 hours of your time, bill me per hour, and give me a recommendation. It's such a small area, it shouldn't be much.
Right. So I think we can let the minutes reflect, I guess, that we would add that request that Thomas try to fit that in and when they can. And then
it's a small area, but it obviously is pretty important.
No, it's very important. I'm just saying cost-wise that it would
no,
it wouldn't
I'm not
matter.
Saying that, you know, pretty important, not just for the, you know, the residents, but our time now that we've have this much time into it again, and we're looking at it again, I want to I want to make decisions, and I want them to be validated because of all the previous, you know, we had KLOA, and much to our detriment, we didn't listen to KLOA previously. And then that has now led to the last year of discussion. So absolutely, I want to hear from the professionals and again, with all of the, with this toolbox in front of me and what I've read on what's happening or perhaps may happen depending on budget or whatever on Washington. Let's go into this eyes open, ears open, and listen to what TEG has to say.
Well, and I would suggest that, you know, KLOA should make whatever independent recommendation they think would be appropriate, but there's no reason for them not to be informed by the recommendations that KLOA previously made, and they could determine whether they agree or don't agree with the recommendations based on their matrix, you know, methodology, and you know, if that helps them and makes them more efficient.
And then, if possible, just to let them know about our meeting on January 15th, so if they could, if they have enough time between when the data is taken and
yes, they're well aware of all of our meetings.
Yeah. Trust me. I mean, just if it's not going to be that big a deal, hopefully they could actually get it done prior to our next meeting.
Okay. Great. So I think that covers the public comment that we heard so far. Is there anything else before we move on to other agenda items? All right. One of the agenda items, and I guess maybe we could go ahead and go in order. I guess I have a question for staff, and that, do you understand what the village, if it's the board or whomever, wants us to discuss with respect to the truck ordinance?
Well, I know in previous discussions here with residents, they've been concerned about truck traffic in the Northeast. Just to go over that, the only street that's open to truck traffic between Lathrop and Harlem is Clinton. So if you wanted to make a recommendation to eliminate truck traffic on Clinton, you guys can go ahead and do that as well.
And if I could just add one piece to that, at the village board discussion, when they're discussing your recommendation about the Northeast traffic, based on some of the public comments that night, the village board asked that this commission examine truck ordinance. Staff looked at it, and we feel that it is mostly sufficient. I think Bill just mentioned one kind of easy tweak to add an additional street to the list of prohibited truck routes.
I'm trying to find that page in the agenda. I had a question, and that we're discussing Washington, and did I read correctly that Washington is technically prohibits truck traffic?
Right.
That doesn't make sense to me. And so I was wondering, because if you live south of the tracks and you have a moving van and they can't get under the viaduct, what's their choice? They have to go to, what, First Avenue and then down to either to Madison or to the expressway?
Well,
I was moving my elderly father's stuff from our house to Oak Park and trying to figure out how can a truck get from there, from the south part of River Forest to Oak Park.
Well, I think,
aren't moving trucks excluded?
Without violating this rule.
Yeah.
No, but I think, correct me, if you're making deliveries inside, let's just say on your street, a truck can drive down your street, like a moving van or a delivery truck.
But in the example I gave, if you're, say, moving stuff, like say you're moving from your house to an apartment in Oak Park, say, wherever, yeah, North River Forest, would the ordinance allow your Kalovitz mover or whatever to move you?
Okay. From someplace. Can't just drive through Vine Gray and keep going.
Okay. Is that how you guys understand
the ordinance? The ordinance does state it, you know, if you're making deliveries, you're fine.
Okay. Dave, what page was that, did you say?
29 and 30.
29, yeah. Thanks.
So we want to.
Thanks.
We want to stop just various truck traffic on Clinton.
That's a question.
Oh, that's what I'm asking. Yeah.
So I was just trying to understand the first schedule that's on here in terms of no trucks can come through unless they have a purpose with deliveries. And then this schedule six additionally adds limited load with streets that are not allowed. What is the purpose of schedule six?
That just lists the streets that prohibits truck traffic. That's all it does.
But within the, so 9-2-6 that talks about truck and bus routes, it only refers to those streets. So all other streets are allowed to have trucks on?
Correct. So the streets that are listed are not allowed to have trucks. Everything else is allowed. So that's why if you wanted to add Clinton, we can do a motion to add Clinton to that.
I don't really understand enough about how this list originally came to be. It feels like a somewhat arbitrary list of streets in the community, and I don't know that. I mean, like, if the village board wants to do something with Clinton, they can do it without us chatting about it, and we don't have any information about Clinton, and we haven't heard any comments about it. So it seems a little bit pointless for us to make a recommendation that we don't. I mean, upon what would we base such a recommendation?
And frankly, if we were to make a recommendation, I might recommend they flip it, and that these ordinance outlaws traffic except for permitted streets,
right?
You could identify the streets where it's permitted rather than have an ad hoc list of what's not permitted.
Yeah.
I mean, why is any street allowed?
Right. Right. It doesn't seem like.
And why is any street allowed? That's what I didn't also understand the purpose of that list. So I'd rather say not allowed anywhere.
To me, just logically, that the through streets, the streets that are generally however they're qualified as, that are understood by traffic, you know, engineers as being pass through streets, like maybe even Thatcher. I know we're trying to calm Thatcher, but Washington. Those are streets that are now listed as prohibited, which in my mind would probably be more likely to be allowed, where other streets like Clinton and other interior streets, you would think that as a general matter, unless an exception applies for an appropriate delivery, it would be barred. So I kind of agree with Dave and others here that we don't have a lot of information by which for us to make some recommendation other than, I don't know if others agree that I don't know if we have know enough to want to make the recommendation that in a way the ordinance should be flipped, where we would outlaw traffic, you know, based on the language of the statute. I'm not sure what the purpose is of even listing the documents, the streets in Schedule 6, frankly. You could almost eliminate Schedule 6.
But then it would be unlawful to drive trucks on any street.
Well Lake Street
unless
would be
you're
on
making
there.
A delivery in the street on the street.
I mean, for example, if you thought of Monroe, they should be allowed to drive from North Avenue to Lemoyne because they're making deliveries to Fresh Time. But they should not go past Lemoyne.
Yeah.
For their deliveries. So they're allowed that one block stretch.
Even though Monroe is listed on here as not being allowed.
Yeah.
Well, they're allowed on Jackson to their south property line. That's where they can make their deliveries. So that's right.
The way it's set up now, Monroe, they're not allowed to drive on.
Well,
and even though we have truck parking only on that section or, you know, so I agree. I think we got to flip it around and just come up with some permitted areas.
Oh, sorry. I don't want to interrupt. Well, I did want to interrupt,
ahead,
but I shouldn't have.
Interrupt.
I don't think we should. I mean, is there a problem that we're trying to solve? Like, what is the problem exactly? Has anybody, there's been like a public comment that favored examining it. So like we're examining it. And okay. I mean, is there an issue with it that needs solving?
I think that the village board had heard that concern, and I think that in staff's opinion, the current ordinance does provide enough ability to enforce. I think that to Chairman Reese's point, there does not need to be a recommendation made tonight. What we could take as staff direction is potentially rephrasing it to prohibit, just list the permitted streets. As you can see, this ordinance hasn't been updated since 1992.
Right.
So it's hard to say what the reason was for those streets at the time. That may have come because of residents on that street requesting certain streets be identified. It may have just been as simple as that. Hard to say. It's not a necessarily pressing matter. So there does not need to be recommendation tonight. Staff can take the feedback that the commission discussed and bring that back for a discussion at a future meeting.
Yeah. It needs fixing. It's on the to-do list. And
I guess we would be glad to take it up again, but it sounds like you heard enough today that maybe we kind of were similarly baffled by why some of the streets are listed, and I guess would recommend that maybe whether it's staff or with village council or however they write ordinances to decide whether it ought to be written in a different way, where the presumption is that truck traffic is excluded unless certain exceptions apply, like those that are listed in the ordinance, and whether there might be certain streets because of the nature of the street that are just exempted from the ordinance altogether. Anyway.
Yeah, and just one last comment from staff, at least. I think with this topic, especially with the caveat about delivery traffic, folks will see trucks out there and think that the ordinance may not be strong enough or not clear enough. But maybe it's actually more of just the challenge of enforcing a topic like this. Like, we might have enough on the book, but if police are taking care of something else or not keeping up with all the truck traffic throughout the day, or it is in fact a legitimate delivery to a home, someone two blocks down might not know that. And that's the challenge of this.
And I just closed it. I mean, the trucks include, like, what counts as a truck? Is it a certain weight? Does it include lawn service trucks that are on every block in the village? Right. And again, I think, Dave, you said, what problem were you trying to solve? So I guess one, our comment is, number one, for what purpose are we being asked to look at this? Is there a particular problem? And then we've provided, I guess, some of our initial comments. All right. Anything else on that topic? Okay. Why don't we move to Washington? So we got this very comprehensive report from Thomas Engineering. The gentleman from Thomas Engineering gave us a summary at the last meeting, and it includes within it various parts of the village. I think at the end of the last meeting, we were kind of questioning of these various recommendations, would we prioritize some? And I think we asked for some input from the village. And sounds like, as a result of that discussion, Washington was added to the agenda. And Thomas Engineering made some specific recommendations with respect to traffic calming along Washington. And it looks like they have a couple alternatives. Any comment from the commission or staff?
Well, I'll make a few comments here. Overall, I thought this was very good. I like what they came up with. I looked at their alternate one and two and everything, and I think one makes perfect sense. And I'm looking at that buffer lane for the bike. And I understand why the buffer on the parking side. Oops, yeah, we can look at it up.
And for the people in the audience, I don't know if you've read this, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think based on their counts, they determined that Washington sort of qualified for the level 3 type calming measures.
So, yeah, on this page, on the left side, you've got the parking, so that would be the north side of Washington, then a buffer lane, and then the bike lane. And I know they're not here, but the question would be, is that something you could flip between the buffer and the bike lane so the bikes are not next to traffic? And I understand you probably want the buffer there so car doors don't open in there, but that's giving them, I think, 5 feet of space there. But if we could push them away from the traffic, similar to what's on the south side there, where you got the bike lane next to the curb, and then you've got the buffer. So, yeah, the buffer is 2 feet. So that was my only comment about option one. And then I think everything they recommended is fine. I especially like what's going on at Washington Commons Park. But everything is fine until we get to, let me get it right here. What do we change over? When we get on at Park Avenue to Lathrop. So from there, we're taking the bikes and we're putting them onto the sidewalk. And it's going to be a combined pedestrian and bike trail. And they're taking it from standard 5 foot to 8 feet, I believe it is. And my concern is, and Matt, you are going to agree with me 100%, there are 54 trees along that route that with their proposal would all have to be cut down. So I think there's a way it can be done without cutting those trees down by taking the current sidewalk on the north side and making that from 5 to your 8 feet. You wouldn't be cutting down any trees along that route. And then on the south side, when you get near Washington Triangle Park, all the trees are within, I'd call it like a 4 foot parkway. So to make it an 8 foot parkway, I think we're going to have to encroach upon the park district property there to make that wider. So that's going to have to be, oh yeah, you see it there. Because where the current parkway is along the top there, I think there's like 10 or 12 trees on that one stretch there. So we'll have to encroach into the park district a little bit to make that wider sidewalk. And then when we get over to, actually, yeah, next slide down. When we get to that, where you've got the park drive there, then that's going to have to be refigured out. Because we would be using that sidewalk that is towards the bottom of that, closer to the house there. So that just has to be refigured out. You know, someone walk down there, take a look at the trees, because I can guarantee you it won't get past the village board cutting down one tree there.
You, Rick, do you know what page where they discuss this idea of moving the bikes to the sidewalk?
If you go to page 64, which this is 64 there. Oh, what
did
page?
Did they have a discussion on it too?
Yeah, it does. It's got it on.
I'm at 50.
No, I'm sorry. I've got it right
there. They
call
it an off-street multi-use path. And I actually had a question about that. What exactly is an off-street multi-use path? I mean, is there any other example of it that I can?
No, it's basically a bike, an 8 foot wide bike path. That's all it is. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Page 65 to read the words.
But it's off the street. It's on basically where the sidewalk is now, and it's.
Well, it's in
between
the,
two grassy patches,
it's,
and
it's in the parkway. Correct.
Okay.
And Rick, to bring back up this path that we're trying to navigate from Lathrop to, or through Park Avenue, why wouldn't you want to continue that idea from Park to Thatcher? You know, keep the bikes off. Is there just not enough room
there? Yeah, there's not enough room. That's the reason why.
The
parkway is just too narrow there. Where here at the park, it widens out, and then it goes all the way wide where the right-of-way widens out, and the parkway is much, much larger
going from.
Well, no, I'm aware of that. It's just that it's listed as an alternative. And I'm wondering the multi-use path. So that must be the proposed western typical section Washington Boulevard. So it's eastern alter. Okay, so eastern meaning from the bridge, from the basically the
From Park East.
From Park East. Okay.
Is the break point.
Okay. All right.
So John, if you look at the screen there, it shows where the break point is up there. That's where Park breaks open to.
Okay.
So you can see on the left side where the bike path is, and then on the right side, although I didn't measure the width of the street there. Does it thin out there? I mean, I see we still have parking on the south side there near Washington Triangle Park.
Right. The reason the bike path's on, east of Park is because the parkway is too small. It would destroy the trees, where this one is a bit wider. So you have room for the bike path east of Park.
I just had a couple of questions, but Rick, are you done with your comments?
Yeah, that's it.
For now.
Okay. Yeah, for staff to refigure all that piece out.
Perfect.
Yeah. But other than that, I think it's a great idea.
So we're obviously looking at this without having any indication of what the cost would be. So we're just having a conversation about what would be ideal. But another question in addition to the cost would be the intersection tables. Is that any hindrance to plowing for the village that we need to be concerned about?
No, I mean, a speed table is gradual. So, I mean, it's something else to get used to. The only questions I have, and this is very preliminary. So, I mean, this is what they just drew up during the report. So, Forest Park at Lathrop, we'd have to get their permission because they share jurisdiction with it. Same with that, Thatcher, because IDOT owns Washington west of Thatcher. So not all of this is, this is a very fluid project. It's going to take years to get done. And as far as cost, it's $2 million.
For the entire implementation?
Yes.
Okay.
So I have a question. It indicates that this is part of the planned bike path. Is that going to happen first, or is it all one construction model?
The bike path starts in Rosemont and goes down to Maywood. They haven't even got IDOT phase one or engineering approval yet. That's years away, years away.
This will happen first.
Maybe. And then Washington Street, the bridge over to Desplaines, that got IDOT phase one approval. That's just engineering approval. They still have a ways to go to. This whole section, this whole corridor is years away from getting done.
So if we as a commission express, general support for option one, are there any components of this that we could encourage or act on or encourage the village to move? Because it seems like, I don't know if I call it a consensus, but it seems like the data is that there needs to be some traffic calming along Washington. And so I'm wondering if there are anything we could do or recommend to allow some incremental approach toward achieving some version of option one and achieving some calming along the, as we move toward the ultimate goal.
Can I ask, so related to this, last year, I think we passed some kind of request that some parts of Washington actually get some of this, and temporarily they had put in those
bollards,
yeah.
But once they were removed, the permanent solution never came through, because sure. The idea was the temporary ones will first be there. And then if it worked, then they would install the permanent ones. But once the bollards went, nothing, the permanent part, bump outs never came out. I don't know what happened to that.
I don't know if it's because of this or... But I think it was seasonal. They removed all the bollards throughout the village because of the leaves coming down and getting ready for winter, right?
No, the bollards went away quite a long time ago.
They did?
Oh, they went back. Didn't they go back up in the summer?
That's what I thought. No. They were back up this summer.
But that was temporary, but they said that was phase one, and phase two, we would put something more permanent there. But it never happened, so I was wondering.
Well, we're looking at it right now. You know, Washington, if that's what we're talking about. I mean, the proposal.
Right. I think what Narun's saying is, I think what you had in mind, something, and I'm trying to remember the detail, but something more like what happened in Chicago, right? So some of these, the bollards were in lieu of an actual bump out. And I think the suggestion was, is that there might eventually be a more permanent bump out like on Chicago Avenue. And that hasn't happened. And I guess the one question is why. And then in the meantime, we have this proposal that has some bump outs as well. And so one of the questions is, you know, can we move toward any of those solutions now? If we're talking about a multi-year thing, I'd hate to have everything held up because we just have a hope and a prayer that there might be changes, you know, in the next several years.
Well, whatever's within our jurisdiction, we can certainly propose. And for instance, Ashland or Park Avenue or perhaps Gale, I would imagine, is in our jurisdiction. I know that you said Washington and Keystone may be a problem. Washington and Thatcher, Lathrop is going to be a problem. But, you know, doing some work on some of the corners and the striping and the buffer zones and some of the eastern portion would be widening, getting the bikes off the street onto the path, and then implementing something west. We could do something, I don't want to say piecemeal, but like you suggested, could we do something now or propose something now that can get done, and even the village or whomever can decide what the priority corner or intersection would be? Or I guess we could do that, but.
Well, I think, are you done?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we could at least do the restriping now. That's a relatively low cost thing to do. And where the bump outs are, we could put in the temporary bollards, you know, until we've got the money to redo the full thing. And then on out of all these things, the one I would want to put the speed platform would be the one near Washington Park there. That crosswalk that currently has a push button sign.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's again relatively inexpensive to put in the speed table in that one location there.
And so that's Forest. When it runs into Washington Commons, right. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's in the middle of the block.
Yeah.
In between the two parks.
So. Yeah, Forest.
Yeah. Oh, you're right, at Forest.
Can I just ask a few more questions I had so I can note all these down? All of the comments, I believe, read that if they were going to do any curb bump outs, that there would be ways for bicycles to get through. Did I read that right? I just wanted to, in their pictures, it didn't always look like that, but was that everyone's understanding? It looks like it, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the intent, so it wouldn't be a blocking of bikes.
Well,
okay.
Well, the bump outs that occur towards the eastern side, that's when the bikes are put onto the sidewalk.
Correct, so it'll be on the western side.
They're going to avoid that. And then all the other bump outs are on the north side where the bike paths are.
There is a one on the first one. There's a one bike path. Go right by them. Okay. Yeah. And then the road diet project that they called it, the Thatcher Bridge, that's an IDOT, or who's organizing that project?
So for Thatcher, from Chicago North to North Avenue, that's IDOT jurisdiction. And right now, from Rosemont down to Maywood, they're planning a bike path on our side of Thatcher, which, when they do complete it, if they complete it, would eliminate one southbound lane of traffic. So that would be doing a road diet without us doing anything.
On Thatcher?
Yes.
But then they were also referred to the road diet project on Washington.
Right. So when they do the bridge on Washington over to Des Plaines, they're going to go from four lanes to two lanes from
First Avenue to Thatcher.
And that's an IDOT project?
Correct.
Okay.
And that's and in that's got phase one approval for engineering.
How many phases normally happen?
Three. In
IDOT. Or what's the most optimistic time frame?
3 years.
3 years. Oh. Okay. And then the elimination of the parking on Washington, does the park district have any comments on that in terms of the use of the parks and the parents and all the, there's a lot of cars there when there are soccer events at the park. And I just want to make sure that's not an issue for residents that we're going to put more cars into the residents.
Sure. So that has not been, we have not approached park district to talk about this proposal specifically. Parking has been discussed. There's been a preliminary proposal from the park district to add some pickleball courts to Washington Square Park on the south side of Washington. And there have been comments from residents that parking is already a concern over there. So that's something to keep in mind. I know that as part of the village-wide traffic study, there were comments in the survey that the residents in that area that responded were hesitant to see the parking removed on Washington. I think that was asked strategically because that seemed like an opportunity to kind of narrow the road, and it seems like there's not that much use of the parking on there. But that was the feedback.
My gut is there's not much use except for the times when it's used. And then there's a lot of use. And with the added pickleball especially, but even right now with the tennis and with the soccer fields, there's a lot of times that there are cars that are along the residents on Forest. So I would want them to have a say in us removing the parking, because it's significant. I mean, I actually love the plan, but that is going to be one of the downsides.
Yes. I mean, if we do any work on Washington, public notices will be going out to everybody so they are aware of what's going on.
Right, right.
So is this at this point kind of an informational, the purpose of this is informational more than action?
I would say not necessarily. I think this is a large scale project. Bill and I were talking earlier today, the Chicago project, similar, and it's with the bump outs that was $1.7 million and IDOT funded quite a bit of that. And it took several years for the design and construction, just as to provide context or expectations. Now, I think there are some more simple fixes that can be recommended here, even tonight. The bollards that we have in certain locations around the town is a way to at least mimic the bump outs,
right,
in the short term, because it is clearly a need. We saw 38 miles an hour is the this is why it was identified as a priority. So that is something that can be done.
You know, if there's been any decision by the village to remove those bollards, or is it, as John was saying, is it a seasonal thing? The intention is to keep them in during the nice weather, but take them out during the bad weather? Or is there something else that we need to address? Because I think there's generally support for keeping those as long as we can.
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know about, I know the intent was that they would be seasonal. Mm-hmm. I think we could talk staff-wise about trying to extend or limit the season that they're not there. And I'm not sure exactly what the removal in that case. My guess is that it was tied to this larger project, and that's why it wasn't replaced with the permanent bump out.
Don't they have to remove them for the snowplows? Isn't that why we take them out kind of Christmassy? I don't remember last year. It was
well, and the leaves. They can't be there when they're pulling all the leaves off. The bollards are. Oh, because they took them down.
That's on a permanent one.
Thatcher and Oak.
Chicago.
Bollards are gone there.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm.
But they were up this summer.
Which ones?
They
were Chicago up this summer. Yeah. They're always there.
So right? I'm scooping the leaves out of there.
I'm not sure.
Got to get rid of those leaves.
Maybe the scoop took them out.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like, unless anybody objects, I mean, it sounds like there's, at least from the,
you live in the Minters and Morris in Arizona or something?
My husband's already been and I'm staying here.
It sounds like there's general support from the commission to try to keep the bollards up as long as possible, and understanding that there may be times when they need to be removed, whether it be for snow removal or leaves or what have you. But you know, otherwise, at least to express our preference to try to keep them in there as long as possible. To try, because yeah. they seem to work.
Oh, they do. Yeah, they work. Yeah.
And I guess I don't know. I mean, whether it comes from staff or from any members of the commission, I mean, if there are other particular recommendations that anyone thinks we should act on now. I mean, I think it sounds like we should express support to the board that we overall support the notion of this recommendation in option one, that we've noted that there may be a couple areas where it might need to be reviewed and tweaked. And otherwise, I think we're interested in trying to see if we can recommend any incremental change to try to encourage traffic calming along Washington until a more permanent solution is installed.
Can I ask a quick question? So a while ago, there was also some suggestion, if you remember, that they were going to replicate what Forest Park had done on Madison, on Washington also, where there was going to be that medium in the middle. Is that proposal totally gone? Do you understand what I'm saying? Where they all have the flower pots?
Yeah, I think actually it's right there. In that particular photo, see that thicker line in the middle?
That's just a striped 2 foot.
Yeah,
that's not a raised median. No,
raised, no. I mean, isn't it a wider?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a 2 foot striped median, so it's not raised. So it is taking away a travel path, but it's not like Madison where it's a raised median.
Because there's some larger project which was initially also proposed that it was where we're going to replicate how Forest Park was.
Yeah, I don't see us putting a median down Washington just because we've had so many accidents on Madison, and every time they hit them, it's really a headache for us to fix. So I don't see that happen.
So would an incremental or maybe implementing an idea like Commissioner Reese was talking about, because we're talking about pop-out curbs on several corners. Now, with what you've said, budgetary constraints, IDOT constraints, time, do we want to maybe, because we can do the striping on the corners, on the intersections that we are recommending the big bump outs. I'm looking right now at Ashland. I think it's on most of the streets. Do we want to do the bollards on Lathrop, Ashland, Franklin Park? So we kind of have an idea in our mind. So let's say in the springtime when we put bollards in, because we know we're going to put them on Keystone already, do we want to maybe do the bollards on the intersections that we're proposing? So, well, pedestrians start getting an idea. Drivers, more importantly, start getting an idea of what, I guess, potentially is going to be happening on Washington. So that's bollards and paint.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Until board gets money from IDOT, board spends money from IDOT, and something gets implemented in a few years.
I mean, what we're looking at is obviously the Cadillac version here.
Yes.
And
this is nice.
Can Bill you come back with the Chevy version? No, you know, that's going to be substantially
the Chevy version is doing bollards at seven intersections.
Yep.
You know, I don't know, $7,000, whatever it is. The problem with the restriping this road is that you're going to have to eliminate the existing striping. So you're going to have to black it out. And that does confuse people sometimes. So I just want to make clear that if you want to restripe this whole road, that's probably $50,000. And I'm not sure you're going to get your benefit just because you're still going to see the existing striping. That's just what I'm seeing.
Yeah, I mean, if we're looking for a bang for the buck, I mean, I would probably focus first on the use of the bollards. and then start with that. And
there's a crosswalk we can stripe.
What's that?
There's a crosswalk.
Yeah, cross forest that we can stripe. A different thing, right?
The other striping is kind of not practical because the parking spaces still will remain.
Yeah.
And us putting this massive stripe in the middle will just confuse people.
And then maybe another thing then, and I ran into this in one of the Western burbs, pain in the butt, was Ballard's down the center line. Okay, so let's say we don't restripe some of the white, it was white Ballard's in tough areas. So maybe by the park there or something. I'll put it out there as a thought because I'm driving along and all of a sudden, you know, you have these center line Ballard's and everyone slowed down to 25. And it was like a one block long strip near a park. But I'll throw it out as an idea. You know, we know where the speed areas are. Where are they hitting, what was it, 41, 48 miles an hour on average?
It was 38, yes.
38, okay. If we know where that strip is, maybe that's something we do.
Has anyone driven north on River Road where the big railroad crossing is?
Oh, yeah. That's another
now,
scary one.
They're not Ballard's, but they look like almost like feathers, and they're very close together. So you can't go around, you know, those who want to go around the arms that are down. Why one would want to, I don't know, but they're perfectly, I mean, you can't miss them. You can't go around, and maybe they're cheaper than Ballard's. I don't know. Although I like my Ballard's. So.
If we recommended putting up Ballard's, would we be talking about doing it in the spring or would we try to do it now and squeeze in a couple of weeks before?
It would be during the spring. We can't have them up during plow time. Okay. So it'd be during
the
spring.
So no sense in putting them up now.
No.
So, you know, and gentlemen, depending on if you guys need them, you let us know if you need us to make a motion, but it sounds like there's support from the commission to recommend use of Ballard's consistent with the intersection shown in the ultimate proposal about where there might be bump outs to try to start to encourage people and get used to the concept and start to, I don't know if they say level set, but to try to change thinking and behavior a little bit in those sections.
Agreed. And hugely important with board meetings and maybe to get the idea. Kim said, I almost called you Nicholas, by the way. Like Kim said, regarding parking around the parks, because that's got to be a consensus of everyone involved. I think we can make our recommendations on the bollards, on the intersections, but the parking going away or staying is. Everybody, it's everybody's concern.
Do you gentlemen, motion?
And the bollards are just to prevent the overtaking, right? The speed, anyways, is the blinking ones, which will blink and people still fly through that. And it'll say you're, and then it'll stop and actually show how fast.
Right. So the bollards would basically put the intersections on a road diet, and that's about it.
Yeah. It really doesn't cut down.
You want to talk about that table and
we'll
have
the professional.
Yeah, it might make sense. Would you guys like a motion on this? It might make sense so it goes to the village board.
Sure, I think that would be appropriate. We have some time given the season, but I think we have clear direction on. Maybe we can talk about some striping, to complement the bollards and somehow to mimic the bump out as closely as possible and kind of get some pricing on some of the other things that we can start having a more kind of phased conversation.
And then also, you know, at least price out that table near the park there at Forest Avenue.
$25,000.
Why don't we go one at a time?
25?
Why don't we go one at a time?
I've been doing this for 4 years.
why don't we make some motion with respect to the Ballard's, John? We need one, but if we don't,
okay. So after consideration, deliberation, and conversation, we've come up with, you know, pre-implementation of the master plan to, and I make a motion to install in the spring, bollards and potential striping, as you mentioned, to mimic the 2B intersections along Washington Avenue from Lathrop to Thatcher. And no, forget it. No, I'm good there.
Well, I'm just wondering, would you take a friendly amendment where focus on the bollards and then maybe we do striping as a separate piece?
Well, I mentioned the striping to complement the installation of the bollards. But if to make it simple, make a motion to implement bollards in the spring to mimic the eventual curb bump outs from Lathrop to Thatcher.
And ma'am?
Yeah.
Modify slightly.
Or number two.
Well, no, I'm going to modify yours just a little bit.
Oh, you want to change one?
If we're going to do the bollards, we're not going to follow this plan, but we would do bollards on both the north and the south side, correct? Because we're not having a bike lane now, so we probably should, you know, if you go back to,
aren't there bump outs on the north and the south side now at Park?
Well, here, this is a good example. Right on the one on the screen, there's only a bump out on the north side, not on the south side. So should we put bollards on both the north and the south because we are keeping those parking lanes there?
I think we should keep with the plan. What do you think, Matt?
I think
the commission could determine that. I can't remember if the one of the alternates, if any of the alternates had shown it with the bump outs on both sides. I know some of these do have the north and south side both. Bad example.
When we get towards Lathrop, are they on both sides?
So you're saying have the bollards. The
lane was going to be on the south side.
Yeah, that's a very fair point.
Wherever there is parking currently, have the bollards
on both sides.
On both sides, wherever the parking dictate, so that no one can drive in the parking lanes. That's the purpose.
Franklin and Park have the kickouts.
I think we should try to mimic this plan as closely as possible, for two reasons. One, because we can put it in place and get people used to it. But the other is that we can just test its effectiveness, right? And if it turns out to not work, or if it turns out to work really well, we know that we've followed this plan exactly, and we won't have to fidget with it much, right? So that would be okay. I'd be in favor of that.
So it sounds like the motion is to install the bollards consistent with the proposed option one in this plan. And then that's the motion. And then I guess we can vote on that and then see if there's a second vote on it. And then maybe separately discuss, and maybe it's not a motion, but to leave it to the village to install striping where they think is appropriate. Either consistent with those or, crosswalks as needed, as appropriate, consistent with, like, walk to school and other things we've previously discussed. But, we could take up striping as a separate issue. And I don't even know if that requires a motion, but that we discuss and leave to the village staff kind of what they think is the appropriate striping in light of these changes.
And I would like to make a third motion per Rick's idea of the tabletop at Forest and Washington.
Well, why don't we, let's do this bollard one first. Let's get that one on the table.
Go ahead.
No, you made the motion. So I think you already made the motion. I'll second.
Okay, thank you.
And we can vote, or is there any further discussion before we vote? Okay. Why don't we vote on that motion?
Chairman Reese?
Yes.
Commissioner Chase?
Yes.
Commissioner Gillis?
Yes.
Commissioner Hoyt?
Yes.
Commissioner J. Rahman? Commissioner Carl?
Yes.
Commissioner Osga?
Yes.
Vote 7-0.
Can we agree with respect to the striping, just to give a recommendation to staff, just consider what striping is appropriate based on their budget and their professional opinion?
Yes.
Okay. John or Rick,
And where do crosswalks, that's not striping, right? Striping is along the bollard. So
I guess I'd assume that we could just reiterate that crosswalks should be installed wherever, you know, consistent
with the plan.
School and the other
so. I mean, there's one that's in particular, a forest that's part of this plan that I would want included. I don't know if that's separate or if that's part of striping or, but as long as that's noted.
Did you guys have what you need with respect to striping? Okay. Did you want to tackle the table tonight?
I would love for Rick, to do that.
Yes.
Well, the question is, which is, if we would only do one, which is the most important one? My gut is that it's Keystone, given all the traffic issues that are there over Forest, well, and it's a four-way intersection.
I'm looking at money and ease, I was looking at it from that perspective. You know, it's the table. We're going to have the bollards because there's no bollards at Forest. There's no kick out, right? That's just a.
No, there would be no.
No, I think there was a kick out on that one. Here it is.
Another
on the north side, there was a kick out.
There was.
Well, the
parking goes away. There's no kick out on Forest.
Well, on the north side, there was a kick out. They took out on the top of the page there.
So in between the parking on the north side, there's a bump out there. Yes. And they extend the sidewalk to it.
On the south side was where bikes could ride over it. I mean, they can ride over a table.
This is not option alternative one. Wait. Right. The reason I brought it up, because Rick brought it up, and I liked it from the perspective of Bill not frowning at me, because he knows the costs associated with this massive project, which were, well, right now it's $2 million. In 3 years, it'll be $4 million. So I figured that Rick's idea of working on a table in River Forest would be appropriate at Forest. Because of the least expensive beginning of this adventure. That's why I'm with you, Rick.
Can we add some spikes?
I find it interesting for.
So you Kim wants to throw monkey wrench in my.
I actually let's ask Bill. So $25,000 for Keystone, what would Forest be? Because it's only a three-way intersection. And
so, for, yeah.
It's interesting. This is not a...
I just want to understand, is there a big cost savings?
But this isn't a stop sign, so it's a speed table between stop signs, which would be...
No, it's a speed table at the intersection.
At the intersection, but there's no stop sign there. So it would require people to slow down near that park, because you've got stop sign at Keystone on the back of it, and then you get the next stop sign. I forgot where it is, up there.
If you guys just think for a long time, you'll probably come up with my assessment.
I'm on Team Osga on this.
Bill, do you have an idea about, would it be any different?
Well, so at Forest, if you do a speed table, you got to do those bump outs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's $30,000 with the concrete. And then, I'm sorry, Kim, what was your question?
He already bumped it $5,000.
I mean, I guess my...
Bill, who just got that extra $5,000?
My
view on this, for what it's worth, is the budget issues are really for the village board to decide.
Yeah.
I think, you know.
Right, but we're making recommendations on a future plan, but we're trying to jumpstart.
Right. And we recognize that there is a cost. I mean, we're not going to be naive to the cost, but I guess we're also trying to determine, is this something that I guess a question that I might suggest is that we have some information, but I'm not sure. Do we have the data? I don't know. I mean, maybe we do, but I have to look at it more closely. But does the data support the idea of adding that table there? I mean, we know that
There is a big, it's a park. We know that people do cross there. We know that it is in the middle of the intersection, as Richard said. And so we probably anecdotally understand the value of slowing down the traffic. And I guess the question on the table is, in light of, you know, the, and I think, it, you know, generally it seems like Thomas Engineering identified this entire group as level three. And so I think the table was one of their recommendations, like ultimately, right? And so I guess the question is, with some input from the staff, is, you know, we could make that recommendation. Obviously, the village board could decide no or to defer it, table it. You know, yeah, pun intended. So, but I guess I defer to the commission about whether, you know, whether John or Rick, whether you guys want to make a motion, we can vote on it, and then the board can decide whether they're going to act on it. I just want to make sure we're comfortable. And I don't know, Bill, you're suggesting that if there's a table, does it have to include bump outs, or could there be a table without the bump outs?
It doesn't have to. I mean, we don't do anything, but it would just make sense to do it all at once and be done with it.
Spend the money, you can spend the money.
Well, I think the reason it might be useful is the bollards are only going to limit that, the overtaking and speeding at least driving on the parking spots. But this bump out will be the first time we're actually controlling speeding to a level, especially since during spring and fall, there's a lot of children. And now we're also going to have people playing pickleball all over the place there. So we're going to target two populations.
Pickleball. Let's talk about that.
No, let's not.
No. From here, I'll just make it.
And
one more comment, though, on that from an engineering standpoint. And I'm not an engineer, but in Chicago, I've noticed, if you will, some of their engineering shortcuts. So where they have put tables in, they kind of go back down to the curb level so that you don't have to re-engineer the water flow and everything else there. And the same with some of their bump outs where they leave that little 2-foot section between the original curb and their new bump out so the water can flow through there. I'll just throw that out as a thought that maybe that's some cost savings.
So it'd be a table in the middle, if you will, in the middle of the street, leave the sides.
And sounds like a speed bump.
The only thing problem with that is I've seen is cars will go and one wheel will go on the non-bump out part and one will go on the bump out and they'll still speed through it.
Well, Chicago is only like 2 feet. I mean, you'd have to go all the way to the
people
curb
in
the parking area to do that. But that's not my call.
Yes, the toe of the slope of the table would be at the edge of the curb no matter what you do. So, yes, you're right. You'd have to drive on the curb to basically bypass it.
Is the non-concrete version cheaper? You know what I'm talking about. I've seen those. It feels like you're going over some kind of like rubber or something like that. They're temporarily put together bump out.
Yeah, that's not really. I mean, that's a speed bump. It's a fiberglass speed bump, and they are cheaper, and we take them down in the winter. But that's not really a speed table. A speed table is the entire intersection raised.
What if we... And not to be too milquetoast about it, but what if we made a motion to ask the village board to consider, the budget and, consider the table at Forest. And, I don't know if this is the kind of thing. I don't know that this would be the kind of thing that would require notice of the area, but somehow to let the village board know that we're, as a commission, recognizing that there are budget issues and concerns and about whether you would have to do a bump out together, but to at least express the support of this commission for exploring that as kind of a next step, if that's feasible.
Yeah, because it sounds...
But the raised intersection, just so we know, was not included in Forest Avenue as a recommendation.
Say that again?
The raised intersection at Forest Avenue was not part of their recommendation.
I thought it was.
It was just, the crosswalk.
Crosswalk. Yeah.
So yeah, not the whole intersection.
Right. That's what we're looking at, just the crosswalk.
And is that the proposal we're talking about? Just a table, you're calling a table like would be at the crosswalk, not the entire square, not the entire intersection?
Right. Although this would be, it would be a speed table because there's no stop sign.
Right. But it's like a 10 footer, 11 footer, not a 25 footer.
Exactly.
So, look, I mean, I'm not, if anybody wants to make a motion, we can make that motion.
They call it a raised crosswalk, just for terminology.
Then the village board can act on it as they see fit.
Well, it sounds like IDOT helped out with the finances on Chicago Avenue. Right. And that money probably
80.
So that money probably came in after the years of their phase one, phase two, and phase three.
That was paved in 17 and we got their final approval last week.
So we fronted the money and then we get reimbursed.
No, they paid us, but there was a section that they finalized the project. So we owe some money for the 20%. And we finally got that bill last week, and the project's been done for 6 years.
Oh, but it is. So what you're saying is we could get IDOT funds.
I cannot speak for IDOT. I don't know about that.
But we got the funds. And anyway, budget is not our concern.
We now
I feel like IDOT the federal is, government.
I mean, it might become a tax.
Do we again?
Make a motion.
Are we going to table this, or are we going to make a motion to?
I think we should make a motion. I think we should.
Yeah, I'd like to get this in gear. So,
what I make motion? Well, I'll take.
Who would like to make the motion?
Okay, I'll make a motion to install a raised
crosswalk
at the intersection of Forest and
the East.
Washington.
The East.
For me?
It's the east side of the intersection.
Oh, yes. The east side of the intersection at Forest and Washington.
Any second?
I will second.
Seconds that. Any discussion before we vote on it? Right. Why don't we vote?
Oh, you got to wait for Pat. Pat ran to the restaurant.
Pat's vote, which...
okay. And the motion includes per the plan. With the kickouts,
yeah.
The raised crosswalk, pretty colors.
I mean, that place is a disaster. I mean, half the time, with the lights blinking, they'll still blast through.
Oh, yeah, they don't slow down for those flashing lights. The one on Lake Street and Keystone, I go by there all the time. They don't care.
Just like piss.
They don't care. Now, when I was going down there today, I can always complain about something. So I'm at Keystone and Augusta, and I'm coming up to the intersection, and this guy just goes right through it, heading eastbound. So now I'm behind him because I'm going to Lathrop because of traffic and everything, and he goes through Park, never touched his brake lights. For the stop sign. At Park in Augusta. He was just kept on going. He had no intention on stopping. And I was looking for his brake lights, and I was like, really?
Right. I mean, the biggest problem is people. We do science. I mean, but that's why ultimately some permanent solutions are about the only way you do it.
Yeah.
Traffic, right? You know, we would carry the motion without Pat.
Let's do it.
We'll take a vote. Chairman Reese.
Yes.
Commissioner Chase. Commissioner Gillis.
Yes.
Commissioner Hoyt. Commissioner J. Rahman.
Yes.
Commissioner Carl.
Yes.
Commissioner Osga.
Yes.
Vote is 6-0.
So that carries. And, you know, the village board will have our recommendation. And if Pat comes back, we can register her vote. Thanks, everybody. Is there anything else on the agenda for tonight? No, other than a motion.
Thatcher, with Don here.
Aaron?
Don't you want to talk about Thatcher?
No. Where'd you go? We're good. Anything else? Are you okay? Did... Okay. Great, thanks. All right, how about a motion? Somebody make a motion to adjourn. Anybody gonna make that motion?
I second.
All right, by acclamation, yes.